we're going to talk about the food drive. It's this weekend, and it's the big talk around my house because for the second year in a row, I get to drive one of those big trucks, guys, and the kids are just excited about that. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Elika, how are you?
Doing well.
Newly married. Is that going well?
Yeah, it's great. It's all fabulous.
Right. I got no comments on that, except I'll tell your husband this. Happy wife, happy life. How about that? Let's talk about the food drop, Elika, for folks who haven't heard on the program, and we've been talking at different times in the 6, 7, and 8 o'clock hours with Stephanie and other folks. What is the food drop? When is it? Where is it at? And what is it about?
The food drop is really an opportunity for the Church of Greater Lansing and even those who aren't even part of the church to gather together and to feed about 10,000 people on a Saturday. We're getting together at Holt High School at 11 o'clock a.m. and just gathering together for a time, gathering the churches together for a time of worship and get instructions, kind of find out what we're doing, and then hitting the streets with boxes and really going door to door and handing out food to people in need.
How many people do you hope to serve that day?
I believe we've got about over 2,000 boxes, 2,700 boxes that we're delivering that day, and hoping to get all of those out. So we're looking to have 1,000 cars that'll go out and deliver. That's our goal, is 1,000 cars.
And so anyone can come, mm-hmm. whether of faith or not of faith, come on out to Holt High School this Saturday. There's a time where we'll get together. And more than a revival, I think it's just kind of an uplifting party kind of atmosphere, because yep. everyone's real happy. It's joyful. It's a pretty cool thing to think that we're going to feed as many people as we're going to feed. Mm-hmm. And we invite people, and we'll give the information on how they can do that, but we invite people to help. And these boxes have non-perishable food items in them. And I think Stephanie told me we've increased the poundage from it. What is it, 31 now? 31 mm-hmm. pounds of food that yep. we'll take to these folks.
Yep. Hopefully feed them for a longer period of time than we have in the past. All so right. 3 weeks is our goal.
All right. And Greg, I know that the church is fired up at Trinity. I know that the church community is fired up, and we're trying to make an effort to get the community as a whole fired up to help us.
Yeah, notoriously, the churches, churches in general don't get along with each other. They all have their different beliefs, and they like to keep it that way. But I think this is a huge deal because we're putting all those differences aside and just saying, you know what, it's the church. We're going to feed hungry people. The Bible commands us to feed the hungry and take care of the widows. And so that's what we're going to do.
Are we going to have some music at Holt High School?
Oh, yeah. We can't get together as a church and not have music.
So it really is a fun party type atmosphere, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about some of the stories and some of the people we've helped. Stephanie, grab that microphone, and I want you to tell us a little bit more about how people can get involved, the website, the phone call that they need to make. How can they become involved?
Right now, if you want to check us out for details, you can visit trinitywired.com on event day, February 26th, which is this coming Saturday. We advise you to arrive early. The event start at 11 a.m., but we'd like you to show up at least an hour early if you want a good seat. And the churchofgreaterlansing.com, churchofgreaterlansing.com will be launched that day.
And you have been evolving over the years. We started out at Eastern High School, mm-hmm. and then we were at Michigan State, and now we're at Holt, and you make it really easy for people not only to serve, but to serve in their communities.
We do. It's wonderful. This is the first year where you'll actually be able to leave or be dismissed from the rally and choose the zip code of the community which you desire to serve. So a smaller church, let's say, that lives in DeWitt, can go outside the gymnasium there and say, hey, you know what, there's our zip code. I want to serve in this area. They get in their line, they get their maps and info, and go straight to that community to serve.
So you get your food and you get your maps. You know exactly where to go.
That's
it's
right.
map-quested
yes.
for you. It's really easy.
Yes. Yep, it's handed, literally. It's like a McDonald's drive-thru.
All right, what happens when you arrive at a home? What do you do?
Well, our hope is that you will kindly ask the person if you can put the box on their counter for them, because it's 31 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously just talk to them. Ask them how they're doing. Oftentimes when people are in this type of situation, they are hopeless or struggling. There are other things going on circumstantially. So we encourage people to offer them prayer, to talk to them, to see if there's anything else that they need or if they can come back and contact them again, if there's anything else that they might need help with.